Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your goodness that has come in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And brothers and sisters, all of you, hey, lift up your eyes. The Lord is there. The Lord is real. The Lord has come and He's made His path straight. Thank you, Lord. And you've done everything. And thank you for this word this morning. We can see the reality of a child of the living God and looking to His Heavenly Father and developing on schedule and going through testings. We're all going through testings, but I thank you, Lord, for coming through for us in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, you got this precious word here where the last prophet, I mean, the law and the prophets were until John. So it was the last prophet, the last voice crying out in the wilderness, as he said, make straight the way for the Lord. Because why, every valley will be filled and every mountain will be leveled. So mountains, pride, arrogance, carnality, it's all coming down. And that beautiful godly image and likeness of God in each and every one, in humility. And peace needs to come up. Amen. And he's making us crooked paths, that which caused us hurt. He's made straight. And the rough places he's made smooth. So this is kingdom realities. And that's why the Lord says in that the law and the prophets were till John. But since then, the kingdom of God is preached. And all's pressing into it. And we're pressing into it. Why? Because that is who we really are. That's where we find ourselves. That's where we find the Father. We find Jesus. We find the angels. We find the true church. Amen. Our heavenly calling in this, the bride of Christ. Amen. The church of the firstborn. And therefore, we just got to stay in tune. We got to run to the Lord and not from the Lord. Because His church has been shaken into place as well. And praise God, we've come out of darkness as a shaking outside in the world because everything is getting shaken and everything not of God is being removed and going to be totally taken out of this earth. But everything of God is here in the kingdom now and it's coming on earth as it is in heaven. So I love that word just came out to me yesterday in also just going through squeezings that the Lord has come now. Amen. The law and the prophets were until John. We said that now. And in Hebrews it says and that in the times past God spoke through the law and the prophets. But in these last days He's spoken through His Son. So in the looking at Jesus, looking at the Son, we see salvation. We see the way. We see the truth. We see the life. And that's the truth of also who we are. The truth of the way. The walk that He had, we also have. And that's why He said, as my Father has sent me, so He has sent you. As much as the Father has loved me, He has loved you. So this is a glorious journey we have now since falling down, surrendering, lifting up our lives, and then realizing that we have died so that we now can live. Amen. That Jesus, when He was crucified, we were crucified. So that just as He now lives for the Father and the goodness, the kingdom realities. We also now just live for the Father, for the Son, tapped into the Son, working together with the Son, kingdom reality. So as it says in Hebrews, so that that which was broken can be fixed, that which was twisted can be made straight, because God has got a destiny, a name written in heaven, a path for each and every one of us. So stay on this path, guys, and that's where you'll know the truth. And knowing truth, knowing is being aware about, able to speak about an experience. It's when God opens that truth to you and you speak about it, He brings it to pass. And that's why He said you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. So be blessed, arise and shine. The Son of God has come like a light out of darkness. And He's come in our lives when we got born again. And He's now lighting up the path of life, the destiny, the purpose that each and every one of us have got. A unique walk, a unique calling. So you were predestined and he's now called you. Just stay in his calling, morning by morning, it's new, and just stay on his path of righteousness. Too busy with the good to do the bad. In Jesus' name, amen.